Welcome to WSJM's Academic Challenge. As area high schools match up to test their smarts for points and chance to be Academic Challenge champion. Presented by Signature Dealer Group. You've got their signature on it. Supported by Lakeshore Public Schools, Cook Nuclear Plant, the Bradford Insurance Agency, and Berrien Springs Public Schools. Now, this week's Academic Challenge on WSJM.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the finals, the championship match of the 2021-22 Academic Challenge, WSJM. And let's look at that cumulative score. Lakeshore with 1495, Lawrence with 1494. It couldn't get any closer. Should be a good one. And let's begin by meeting the players. First of all, from Lakeshore, Joey.
Howdy, everybody. I am Joey. Here is Ashawn, Kyle, Ethan. Off screen, we have David, and in Florida right now, Caroline.
Sounds good. And Charlie, tell us about Lawrence.
Sure. I'm Charlie. I'm from Lawrence. Today, representing us will be me, Anna, Jen, and Augie. And got a few announcements dialed up. Our PIA teacher fundraiser assembly will be held tomorrow afternoon with proceeds going to the junior class. Spring break starts on Monday, and the final quarter of the year will begin when we return on April 11th. Our track team will be traveling to Eau Claire on the 11th, while JV baseball and softball host Pawpaw. Varsity baseball will host Benton Harbor on Tuesday, the 12th. Good luck to all our Tiger teams in the upcoming spring season. Spring testing kicks off on April 13th, with juniors undertaking the SAT. Let's hope they get out alive. And we'd also like to thank WSJM, Mr. Hamlin, and Mr. Beal for organizing the Academic Challenge competitions and inviting us to participate. It has been great fun.
That's well said, Charlie, almost as if read from a teleprompter. Well,
yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's Lakeshore and Lawrence now, the finals. We're going to start with a pair of questions that comes from the World Shipping Council's latest report on the world's 50 busiest container ports. Lakeshore, you're up to bat first. Seven of the 10 busiest ports are in which country?
Answer, China.
China is correct. And Lawrence, which container port in the Netherlands is the busiest in Europe?
I mean, I don't know if there's a specific name. I would say Amsterdam. I don't know if there's, that's probably where the city where it is.
I think that's a decent way to go.
Dang, one endorsement. Answer, Amsterdam.
Well, that's a good guess, but incorrect. Lawrence, can you take it?
You mean Lakeshore?
The first question was gotten by Lakeshore, and the second question is for Lawrence. Right? It was Lakeshore that answered the first one correctly, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So Lawrence missed the second one. And so, yes, you're right. I stand corrected. It is Lakeshore that gets to field this one.
Answer, Port of the Netherlands.
No, the answer is Rotterdam. No score on that one. Lawrence, Edgar Allan Poe is our subject. Which story sees an unnamed narrator visit a childhood friend? It becomes clear that the friend's twin sister has been placed in the family vault while still alive.
This really sucks because I know I've read it before, but I don't remember the title.
Same. You could just do Child in the Vault or something like that.
All right, answer, Child in the Vault.
No, Lakeshore.
Answer, Fall of the House of Usher.
Fall of the House of Usher is correct. Lakeshore, here's your Edgar Allan Poe question. An investigation into a puzzling double killing is the subject of which 1841 short story, often said to be the first modern detective story? Captain, your answer?
Answer, Black Cat.
Not that Edgar Allan Poe story. Lawrence, you want to take a guess?
I'd say The Purloined Letter.
Well, I think it's Tells No Heart because They did the investigation and then they went to the house and then blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. All right. I will trust you, Augie. Go with that. Yes. Okay. Answer. Telltale heart.
No, we went through all the famous Edgar Allan Poe stories, except the one called Murders in the Rue Morgue. That was the answer. No score on that one. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention at the top of the broadcast that the questions are more difficult in the finals, and the game is also a little bit longer. It's closer to 30 minutes than 20 minutes. Let's continue then with Lakeshore and the category history. The Balkan Wars were fought from 1912 to 1913 by Serbia, Montenegro, Greece, Romania, Turkey, and Bulgaria for the possession of remaining European territories of which empire? Captain, your answer?
Answer Byzantine?
No, that's a good try, though. Lawrence?
I believe it's the Ottoman Empire.
I agree with that because they were around forever.
Yeah, that is true. Answer, the Ottoman Empire.
And Charlie gets Lawrence on the scoreboard with that history question. Lawrence, here is your history question. Following the 2020 election, an armed insurrection destroyed one of the pillars of American democracy, the peaceful transfer of power. In the long and turbulent history of the United States, how many times has this happened before?
My gut is telling me two.
Ooh, I said that too.
I was thinking one, but what do you think,
Augie? I feel like one might be right because I saw all these dramatic headlines like first time in history.
Okay, change your tune quick. All right, answer one.
One is not the answer. Lakeshore?
Answer two times?
No, the answer is none. It was the first. All right, Lawrence, foreign language for you. This is the title of a document fundamental to which insurrection? La Déclaration des droits de l'homme et du citoyen.
Is that us?
That is us, yeah.
That's Revolution. French Revolution.
That's a pretty good guess. I couldn't think of it. Yeah, that's probably a good guess. I'm going to go with that. Answer, the French Revolution.
French Revolution is correct. And Jan, with the assist on that one, probably recognized the French there. And let's see, foreign language for Lakeshore. What could you eat if a Colombian doctor told you, ¿puede comer pan tostado?
Answer, toast or toasted bread?
Toast is exactly right, yes. Okay, we're going to switch categories to math now. This is for Lakeshore. It's the rotation needed to turn from southeast to northeast in a counterclockwise direction. Lines of longitude and latitude on a Mercator projection always meet at what angle? Also, the number of degrees in 1/2 pi radians. I'll give you 10 seconds.
Answer 90 degrees.
90 degrees is absolutely right. 10 going to Lakeshore. Now, Lawrence, which of the six trigonometric functions equals opposite over hypotenuse? You have 10 seconds.
It's sine.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jan, right off the bat. I think I'm safe to go with that. Answer sine.
Sine is the answer, yes. Lawrence, technology in the news. The new James Webb telescope is said to be 7 to 100 times more powerful than what telescope that has been the greatest in the world until now?
Wait, is that us?
Yeah.
Okay, it's the Hubble telescope,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's the Hubble.
Yeah. Okay, answer the Hubble telescope.
You're right. Now, Lakeshore. In news out of France, regulators in the country recently announced they are fining Facebook and Google for making it too difficult for users to decline what pieces of data used to identify a computer by a website while you're on it. Captain, your answer?
Answer, cookies.
Those are cookies, yes. All right, Lakeshore, we're still with you. The category now is Putin. Russian President Vladimir Putin, labeled a war criminal by President Biden, is thought to be driven to overcome the humiliation of the Soviet defeat in the Cold War. During that period, Putin held the position of lieutenant colonel in what agency?
It's us.
Answer, the KGB.
It is the KGB, yes. Now, Lawrence, who urged Republicans to move on from the 2020 election and declare that there is no room in this party for apologists for Putin, as he further cemented his break from the former President Trump?
Oh, I don't know. I could go with like James Mattis or something like that. I really don't know.
It's not, it's not Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
The only thing I could think of was the VP.
The what?
I think go with what you said.
Okay, I really don't know, but answer, James Mattis.
Not that politician. Lakeshore?
Sure. Answer, Mike Pence.
Mike Pence, the vice president. Yes, that's right. And sculpture now is the subject. There'll be no visual with this one. Lawrence, this is for you. Which of his sculptures did Auguste Rodin refer to as a large sculpted knickknack following the usual formula? The Tate Gallery's website, however, described it as one of the great images of love.
Are we naming the sculpture?
We are.
Okay.
I have David. No idea.
I don't know.
It's Michelangelo, but I have absolutely no idea. Answer, David.
Not David. Lakeshore?
Answer, Cupid?
No, the answer is the Kiss. Probably the second most famous of Rodin's sculptures, next to the Thinker. All right, Lakeshore, your sculpture question. Born in 1876, sculptor Edvard Erickson is perhaps best known for this public sculpture. Sometimes described as a national symbol, it depicts a character created by the author of The Princess and the Pea. Name that character. Captain, your answer?
Answer, the pauper.
No? Lawrence, can you take it?
Prince Charming? I have no idea.
I think the princess is a good bet because there's like three characters in that book.
What is it?
No,
the author. It doesn't have to be in that story.
The author. I don't know. Just pick something.
Do you really want me to say Prince Charming?
Sure.
Sure. Answer, Prince Charming.
No, the answer is The Little Mermaid. And that closes the book on the warm-up round. Lakeshore in the lead by a score of 70 to 40. We'll play the 70 seconds round next. Suze Miller is the coach for the Lakeshore team, and Mindy Donovan coaches the Lawrence team. It's been a great season of Battle of the Brains action on Academic Challenge. Lawrence and Lakeshore have been head and shoulders above everyone else, and we'll see how it turns out. Right now, it's Lakeshore up by 30. All right, after substitutions, we can now announce the categories for the 70 seconds round. The categories are Art Masterpieces, which is a visual round, Plant Kingdom, American Poetry, and Blunders. Once you make your selection, you've got 70 seconds to answer as many of the 10 pointers as you can. Any questions missed or passed will go to your opponent. If you run the category, we'll give you a 20-point bonus. Lawrence, make it a good one.
I mean, I'm inclined to go with Blunders, just because sounds like...
Blunders or American Poetry? It's up to you.
What do you think, Augie, Jan?
Y'all are really good at literature, so I don't know, maybe poetry. But if you guys are confident on Blunders, you could do that.
Blunders. We're going with Blunders.
Blunders is the subject for Lawrence. Start the clock. Here we go. He thought China lay within easy sailing distance west of Europe.
Columbus.
enter Columbus?
Many died because this ship had too few lifeboats.
Titanic.
Answer the Titanic.
Ford misjudged the auto market with this classic non-seller.
Car?
Answer Model A.
No. Only a horse named Comanche survived this Lieutenant Colonel's foolish attack on the Sioux.
I'll answer George Custer.
Yes. President Carter's rescue attempt of Iranian hostages failed because of malfunctioning what?
Guns.
Answer guns.
No. The architectural world accepted this phony skull as real.
Don't know.
I'll answer Iceman's skull.
No, this war ace neglected to look behind him and was shot down after 80 air victories.
Answer the Red Baron.
Yes, warnings were ignored, and this 1941 U.S. military disaster resulted.
Answer Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor is right, and we've reached the end of the 60 seconds, or rather the 70 seconds. And let's see how you did. You got 50 points. So we have three to refer to Lakeshore, the category being blunders. Ford misjudged the auto market with this classic non-seller.
Answer the Ford Pinto.
It was the Ford Edsel. President Carter's rescue attempt of Iranian hostages failed because of malfunctioning what?
Answer helicopters.
Helicopters, good. The architectural world accepted this phony skull is real.
Answer Neanderthal.
No, that's the Piltdown Man. And Lawrence, with a 50-10 advantage on blunders. Lakeshore, it's your turn to select.
Can we have art masterpieces, please?
Yes. They've chosen art masterpieces. And let's see about queuing up the art. There we are now. Lakeshore, can you read the title, Art Masterpieces?
We can.
Okay, great. We're all set then, and start the clock. Here we go. Name these masterpieces. First of all,
The Girl with the Pearl Earring.
Yeah.
Answer.
Yes. How about this next one?
George Washington Crosses the Delaware.
Answer, Washington Crosses the Delaware.
No. This one?
I don't know. This cover. I don't know what it's called.
Pass.
Okay.
Girl in the Field. Yeah.
Answer, Woman in a Field.
No.
I see one more. We don't know. We should just stall for
pass.
Okay. Number six.
Oh, man.
Answer, The Woman in the Bed Receiving Flowers.
No.
Diner?
Yeah.
Answer, The Diner.
No.
I think we should just not let them have more questions.
Trickier than we
did. We run out of time. Turned out to be tougher masterpieces than they had anticipated. They got the first one right. Now we'll go to number two and refer the other ones to the Lawrence team. Name these masterpieces. How about this one?
Charlie?
I have absolutely no idea.
It looked like you knew it.
No.
The Battle of, what's a battle from the Civil War?
Your answer?
Battle of Troy.
No, that's the Raft of the Medusa.
Sick Man.
No, this is, okay, so who is the guy that he was, like, he's a French guy, revolution, he wanted everything.
What?
Never mind, pass.
Gap, your answer?
Yeah, pass.
Okay, well, that's The Death of Marat, and it was during the French Revolution, actually. Title of this American masterpiece?
Stranded in the Field.
Answer, that's a great one. Answer Stranded in the Field.
That's Christina's World by Wyeth.
Ah.
Washington crosses the Delaware.
Like, it looks like Underworld or something.
It looks like Europe.
Captain,
you're crossing the River Styx.
Answer Crossing the River Styx.
That's Watson and the Shark by Copley.
Bed of Flowers.
I like that guess.
Was it Bed of Flowers? Answer Bed of Flowers.
That's Olympia by Edouard Manet.
That's what I should have called it.
The Limelight. I don't know.
That's pretty nice. Answer The Limelight.
That's Nighthawks by Edward Hopper. And finally,
Napoleon.
Napoleon. That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, actually, I was too. Okay, answer Napoleon.
The answer is The Night Watch, that Rembrandt masterpiece.
Well, I need to look at more art.
Okay. And when the smoke is cleared, Lawrence with the advantage in that round. The score is tied at 90.
Lakeshore has some substitutions to be made.
All righty. The last quarter of the last game is upon us. I'm Charles Beale, your host, the director of the National Academic Association. The winning team from today's final match qualifies for the 40th Annual National Academic Championship. Details at qunlimited.com. 90 to 90. Okay, Lawrence, we're going to start the round with you. This is a music question. What is Steven Spielberg's latest film, a remake of a movie classic, the 1957 Broadway show, was followed by a 1961 film adaptation. Listen.
Tonight, it all began tonight. I saw you on the
Hockey.
West Side Story.
I thought answer West Side Story.
That is from West Side Story. That's right. Lawrence takes the lead for the first time in the game. Now let's see about Lakeshore's musical question. This is from a YouTube page called Classical Music Masterpieces Everyone Knows in One Single Video. Well, let's see if you can name the composer of this one. One moment.
Answer Beethoven.
It's not Beethoven. That's a good try, though. Lawrence?
It's either Bach or Mozart.
Yeah, that was my guess.
I think it's Bach.
Bach?
Right, I was going to go Bach.
Feeling very Bachish. I'm going to hear Bach vibe from that. Oh, answer Bach.
Well, it's by the Polish-French composer Friedrich Chopin. No score on that one. Lakeshore, jobs is the category. You could tie it on this. These people have all held what position in the White House? Marvin Watson, for whom I worked a long time ago, Dick Cheney, Donald Regan, John Sununu, James Baker, Leon Panetta, Rahm Emanuel, Mark Meadows, Mick Mulvaney, and Ron Klein. Captain, your answer?
Answer, interns?
No, Lawrence?
I really don't know. I know Dick Cheney was vice president, but the rest of them definitely weren't.
Not transportation.
Maybe it's like media or public policy.
I was going to say Speaker of the House. Don't listen to me.
That's not right.
Yeah, it's cabinet. Secretary, I was thinking transportation.
But then they would have said Pete Buttigieg, right?
I don't know.
Well,
okay, I'll just go with it. Answer Secretary of Transportation.
No, the answer is Chief of Staff. Lawrence, here's your jobs question. What profession was common to Bunny Berrigan, Desi Arnaz, Les Brown, and Count Basie?
Were they musicians?
They got weird names, so maybe.
I think Count Basie, I think I recognize that one.
Baseball players.
Oh, I'm going to go musicians. Answer musicians.
I'm going to need a more specific answer, Charlie.
Answer
country. Singers?
Re-say that.
Answer singers?
Not singers, Lakeshore.
Answer band leaders or conductors?
They were band leaders, yes. How about that? The game is now tied at 110. Lawrence, you could retake the lead on the category London. Speaker's Corner is not located in the English Houses of Parliament. In what London location would you find Speaker's Corner?
What's the palace name?
Buckingham? Or
that's my.
So I guess I can agree the palace, though. I don't know. What do you want me to say? Soho?
Just pick something.
Answer Soho?
No. Lakeshore?
Answer Trafalgar Square.
Closer, the answer is Hyde Park. Lakeshore, in 1667, Arthur Cogat agreed to have a sheep's blood transfusion at the Royal Society in London. According to the diary of Samuel Pepys, for his services he received a single 21-shilling coin, thus becoming the first human what? Captain, your answer?
Paid test subject.
Answer, paid test subject.
No. Lawrence, he received a single 21-shilling coin, thus becoming the first human what?
Billionaire, millionaire. That's all I got.
Human,
no,
21 animal transplant.
What'd you say, Anna?
Human experience.
Like animal to human transplant?
I don't.
Captain, your answer?
Okay, answer animal to human transplant.
I warned you, these were going to be tougher questions today. Well, 21 shillings equals one guinea, and he was the first guinea pig, as it were. Lakeshore, four answers required on this one. DNA has three types of chemical components, the sugar deoxyribose, phosphate, and four nitrogenous bases, designated A, C, G, and T. Name each of the four nitrogenous bases.
Answer, thymine, cytosine, guanine, and adenosine.
That's right. Lakeshore has taken a 130 to 110 lead on biology. Now, four answers required for you, Lakeshore. Lawrence, this is for Lawrence. Today, not counting North Korea, only four communist states remain in the world. Name them. Hint, their initials are C, C, L, and V.
Answer, China, Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam.
No, Lakeshore?
Answer, China, Laos, Vietnam, and Cuba.
That's right. That's impressive. And Charlie, you did well, but you almost got there. Lakeshore picking up 40 points on the four answers required category. Lawrence, we're back to you now with psychology. What a psychoanalytic therapy technique is used when an analyst says watermelon and a patient answers juice, Harry Styles, seeds, target, Mexico, green, rind, and mother?
What?
That's right.
What is the psychoanalytical?
No, I heard it. I'm sorry. I just thought.
Okay. It's suggestion.
Suggestive?
Suggestion.
Suggestion? Yes. Okay. Answer suggestion.
No. Lakeshore? Captain, your answer?
Answer, Freudian association.
Free association is right. Lakeshore is coming on strong in the Stump the Experts round. And Lakeshore, here's your psychology question. In the 1930s, American psychologist Louis Leon Thurston argued for the use of percentile rankings to compare intelligence test performance. Which French psychologist was the first to define mental age, a slightly different concept? Captain, your answer?
Freud.
Answer, Freud.
No, Lawrence?
Freud is the one psychologist I know. I have absolutely no idea.
What about the one with the dog?
Pavlov?
Who?
Pavlov.
Captain, your answer?
Answer, Pavlov.
It was not that psychologist. It was Alfred Binet. Lakeshore battles now for you. The three-month battle for what Japanese home island that involved 1,300 American ships and waves of kamikazes resulted in 12,500 American and 110,000 Japanese casualties. What Japanese island? Captain, your answer?
Answer, Okinawa.
Okinawa is right. Now, battles for Lawrence. The Battle of New York involving troops under George Washington and William Howe occurred on what island?
I would guess Staten Island.
Oh.
Or Manhattan. What do you think?
Yeah. Manhattan bigger, so probably that.
Manhattan. Is Manhattan an island?
It is. Okay. Answer, Manhattan.
You picked the right one, Charlie. Nice going. All right, Lawrence, I have a math problem for you. For what percent of real number values of x between 0 and 100 is x squared minus 11x plus 28 less than 0? You have 20 seconds starting now.
Here's your 4 and 7.
4.
So 4 and 7.
4 and 7, Charlie.
Yeah.
It's not a percentage.
4.7%.
Oh, that'd be 2 out of 100 equals 1 out of 50.
1%.
20 seconds is up. We need an answer.
Answer 2%.
No, Lakeshore.
Answer 98%.
It's 3%. Lakeshore, here's your math problem. For what percent of real number values of x between 0 and 50 is x squared minus 14x plus 45 less than 0? 20 seconds. With Lakeshore leading 190 to 130 late in the contest. All right, the 20 seconds is up. Lakeshore, do you have an answer?
Answer, 6%.
It's not 6. Lawrence?
You got anything, Jan?
It's probably 4%.
I'm up for that. Answer, 4%.
It's 8%. Okay, fill in the blank is our category. Lakeshore, MLB owners ended their 99-day blank after signing a new agreement with the players' union. Fill in the blank with a seven-letter word starting with L, MLB being Major League Baseball. They ended their 99-day what?
Answer, lockout.
Lockout, yes. Doesn't matter how confident your voice is. If you give me the correct answer, you're getting the points. All right, Lawrence, Ukrainian bishop, Ukrainian archbishop and spokesman for the Orthodox Church condemned Vladimir Putin as the blank of our current time. Fill in the blank with a word found in the Bible, 1 John 2:18.
Devil.
Satan, devil.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
The Bible, Satan or devil?
I would say Satan, because they use Satan like the Garden of Eden and stuff. So answer Satan.
Oh, that's a logical guess, but incorrect. Lakeshore?
Answer Antichrist.
The Antichrist of our time is right. Another 20 for Lakeshore. The game is now over. Lakeshore had a whale of a stump the experts round in a game where the questions were more difficult and were more numerous. The final score, 230 to 130. Lakeshore wins it. Lawrence, we congratulate you for a fine season and a good effort today. Lakeshore, congratulations. Hope to see you at the National Academic Championship. Until next season, I'm Charles Beal, your host. So long, everybody.
Academic Challenge on WSJM, presented by Signature Dealer Group. You've got their signature on it. Supported by Lakeshore Public Schools, Cook Nuclear Plant, the Bradford Insurance Agency, and Berrien Springs Public Schools. Join us again next week for WSJM's Academic Challenge.